Who's ready for a shower?
Wait, what day is today?
I don't know if you've worked with one of these. We call it a microphone.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
I don't know who you are.
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
That sounds like a very familiar voice.
Are we ready?
It's time for a great day.
Showtime.
Hey, welcome to the James and Kim cast. I'm James Howard.
I'm Kim Carson. Hey, make sure you like us, share us, and subscribe to us as well.
Yeah. Share the love. Share us. Like us. Tell your friends about the James and Kim cast. I was talking to somebody not too long ago, and they enjoyed, they mentioned two of our past James and Kim casts. One, it was the celebrity encounters.
Yes, that's always a fun one. And was the other one the Al Capone one?
Yeah, Al Capone. That's right, yeah.
Because it was just so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So we appreciate you tuning in to the James and Kim cast. We're not going to waste your time, we promise. We don't waste your time on the radio either, on Sunny 92.3. So a couple of things we're going to be talking about on the James and Kim cast this morning. Snacks from the 90s that you can still buy on Amazon. We'll talk more about that. Also, Morgan Hugh is with us. He's our tech guy. So, tech tips and tricks with the one and only Morgan Hugh.
But first, let's start things off with a smile. Did you know you can have the world's fastest internet for just $67.99 a month? How cool is that? And it's only available thanks to our sponsor, EPB Fiber Optics.
So, let's first talk about these snacks from the 90s. And I'm going to all right, Morgan, you're with us, right? Hello, Morgan.
Hello, yes.
Okay,
yes. So now, I was not around for the 90s. I was born in the 90s. Here,
that's so okay.
I'm the young one here.
You're right. I know you are.
Hey,
I know
thanks
you.
A lot, Morgan.
Okay, yeah. So in other words, you're going to make us feel old here in the next few minutes. So we're going to have these tech tips and tricks from Morgan, and we'll give you a proper tech guy intro here in just a couple of minutes. But I want to pull you in early. Because how old were you? I mean, do you consider yourself a 90s kid? Or okay, first of all, just go ahead and make us feel old. When were you born?
I was born, you know, in 95, so, you know, the mid-90s there.
Can you name one 90s snack that kind of brings back, I don't know, memories?
Well, you know, I remember the rabbit, the Trix yogurt rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Trix are for kids. Yes.
Wait. Did this?
Yeah.
Okay. So that didn't make it on the top 10 list, did it?
No.
Okay. All right.
That and Lunchables, I think.
Lunchables are still a thing, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful for Lunchables because when we're in a hurry, it's like, just grab you a Lunchable.
Just grab one.
With the kids. Okay. So we've placed this on the James and Kim blog on our website, sunny923.com. And, like, number 10 on the list, Fun Dip. I remember this when I was a kid in the 90s. Did they, I mean, wait, I say in the 90s. Wait, did we have this in the 80s? We had this in the
80s, too.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Do you remember Fun Dip, Morgan?
That was the prize that you got if you only had, like, 5 tickets, I think, at the arcade, right?
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. The sugar dip you dipped into more sugar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Dunkaroos.
Oh, Dunkaroos. I thought they brought those back.
They did.
They did, yeah. They disappeared in 2012, but they're now back. Ring Pops. Oh, my girls love Ring Pops.
Yeah, that's how we all proposed to our girlfriends at the time, back in like elementary school, right?
That's the Ring so Pops. Funny. You know, Ring Pops actually are still a thing. If you go out to any ball field or middle school basketball game, you're going to be able to buy Ring Pops.
Speaking of ball field, Big League Chew.
Oh my gosh.
I thought I was the coolest baseball player having that big red chew. Or Big League Chew in the back of my pocket.
Yes, yes. This is one of my favorites, though. Pop Rocks, because, you know, your friends always, it was like this urban legend that if you ate them with Coke, soda, it would make your stomach explode. But, of course, that wasn't true. But Pop Rocks were awesome. I loved them.
I want to say, is it Grumpy's? Clumpy's. Clumpy's Ice Cream? They've
Grumpy's.
Got... Yeah, Grumpy's. I know. Yeah. So don't they have an ice cream with Pop Rocks in it? Or they did.
Have you ever tried it, Morgan?
I think they did have an ice cream with that in it. And I know there's a few different ice cream shops that you could add Pop Rocks.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. All right, one more, because we want you to check out the top 10 90s treats that you can still get via Amazon. Okay, so I want to get back to the Big League Chew. There's a story I've got to tell.
Oh gosh.
Of Red Man chewing tobacco.
Oh, gross.
When I was 8 years old. Have I ever shared this story with you?
I don't think so. Did you try it?
Okay, so I begged my dad. I thought it was the coolest thing to see these baseball players doing the chewing tobacco.
Uh-huh.
I begged my dad for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I'll never forget, on a Saturday night, my grandparents were on the back porch, and they were shucking corn. And with it was my parents, my grandparents. And I looked on top of my dad's dresser, and there sat a Red Man chewing tobacco.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, my dad got me some. So I got a stool and I climbed up there and I grabbed it. And I was only 8 years old, okay?
Oh my gosh.
So I put a big wad of chewing tobacco in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is disgusting. And I was like thinking, well, maybe you're supposed to swallow it. I swallowed it.
Oh, I bet you threw up everywhere.
Look, the ceiling started spinning. I mean, it was like, oh my gosh. And I puked for about 4.5 days.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But my dad said, so you want any more Red Man chewing tobacco? He taught me a lesson. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't ever touch the stuff ever.
And isn't it funny, like the Big League Chew, it totally kind of promoted that product, you know, because it looked the same as what the baseball players were doing, just like candy cigarettes.
So I'm sticking to the Big League Chew, and grape is my favorite, by the way. All right. Hey, Morgan. All right. So I want to give you a proper introduction, okay?
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. Let's do it. It's time for Tech Tips and Tricks with Morgan Hugh. Morgan Hugh, News Channel 9 producer, a sideline tech guy, a movie director, an amateur photographer. I think he's a professional photographer, if you ask me. He's a ladies man. He's a lover of all things animals, and he just loves waking up to his apartment's smoke fire alarm at 3 a.m. in the morning, at least 3 days a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
So it's time now for Tech Tips and Tricks with Morgan Hugh.
But real quickly, let's thank our sponsors, EPB Fiber Optics.
So Morgan is the guy, you know, we always have, you know, that one person that we go to for tech help.
Yes.
And so in our family, if a computer crashes or something happens with our technology under our roof at home, we always call Morgan. When something breaks, it 9 times out of 10, if it's an electronic, one of my girls will say, we better call Morgan.
Morgan knows how to fix it.
I've taken many calls from your wife and your daughters there, you know, fixing their stuff.
Yeah, right. So it's my understanding you've got password checkup, 2, legacy contact, and 3, privacy checkup. So what does all this mean, Morgan?
Yeah, so I figured today we kind of talk about some of the big things that you want to keep in mind going forward with our digital lifestyle that we have. So one of those being password checkup, you know. A lot of us, you know, we have several different online accounts, and it seems like every platform requires a slightly different variation of a password. And I just want to, you know, kind of remind folks that, hey, you don't want to use the same password on every website and every different account, because if that one password gets compromised, whether it gets leaked out in a data leak, you know, we see that a lot with all these different online companies. They get hacked. If they get that one password, then they have access to everything in your life. So make sure you're using a different password on every website if you can. The other big thing there is to turn on 2-factor authentication if they offer that as a service. Many people might be familiar with this if they work in an office environment. That's where it texts you a code that you have to respond back to or type in online. That is just an extra layer of security to help keep that account secure. And it also lets you know somebody's trying to get into your account, because you'll get that text message. And then lastly, on password checkup, get a password manager, whether that's the free one that comes with your phone through like Apple, and I think Android has a version. or it's a paid service. You know, there's several options out there, and those help you generate secure passwords and keep track of everything. And they're really helpful. I've recently transitioned to one just this past year, and it's been super helpful to keep track of everything.
Does it let you know if something has been compromised? Would it give you like an alert through this app that you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah, so that's the great thing about these password managers is you get alerted instantly if you're been a part of like a data leak or anything like that and your password's been compromised. And it'll even help you go through, because a lot of these websites, sometimes it's not very clear how to change your password when something like this happens. And so they give you like step-by-step guides on how to do all that. So it's really helpful.
And it's all managed from your phone?
Yeah, so they all have apps for the phones, and usually they have something for the desktop or for like the web browser. So if you use like Google Chrome, for example, that way it stays in sync across all your devices.
Do they have like a Dewey Decimal system form in like paper form?
Oh my gosh.
I don't think Morgan knows anything about the Dewey Decimal system.
Well, so they you know, you see at some of these places password books, right? You know, I think, you know, grandparents and stuff like that write them down. It's like the checkbook, right? You know, keeping a balance. The only problem with having a paper copy is if you lose it.
Yeah, sure.
You know, then somebody has access to everything. It's a little bit more secure to have it digital.
I believe it.
Right.
I believe it. Okay. All right. So that's some good advice when it comes to password checkup.
Let's transition and talk about legacy control.
Contact, yeah, legacy
contact, because I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, so something that we often don't want to think about is, you know, what happens after we're gone, you know, what happens to our Facebook page, our Instagram account, you know, our Snapchats or emails, you know, when we pass away. Having a legacy contact is super important for that, because this is somebody, it can be a family member, it can be a friend, that you delegate access to your account on your behalf once you have passed. And this is just super helpful. You know, Facebook has this option. Apple just recently added it in their latest update. And it just lets them, you know, they can't, like on Facebook, they can't add people to your account or defriend people, but they can post a message on your behalf, you know, to let people know that, you know, unfortunately things have happened and things like that.
Okay, so that explains that, and it makes sense now to have that.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a good reminder, yeah, preserving your digital life in the afterlife. All right, and then privacy checkup. What do you mean by this?
So as we get, you know, more and more online, apps are requesting permission to use our cameras, our microphones, our location. I know if you have an iPhone, it periodically pops up and says, hey, you know, this app's been using your location in the background. Is that okay? You know, just going through and checking all the apps and services that you use to see what information of yours they're using. We often, you know, use these apps like Facebook or, you know, the weather app and things like that. And we use them for free, but it's not really free. They're collecting information about you in order to, you know, kind of set up some more targeted, you know, ads and things like that. So just, you know, checking and seeing what apps and services are using your location, and if it's really necessary, you know, if it's one of those quick, you know, mobile games that you play just to kill some time, it probably doesn't need to know where you're standing at this exact moment. You know, it doesn't need to know all that location data just to play a simple game.
Let me ask a couple of questions about that, because I see it pop up all the time with apps, and it says allow or don't allow. And most of the time I always hit don't allow. And then occasionally it'll say allow while you're using the app. Does that mean it turns on when you're using it, it turns off?
Yeah. So that's the ideal setting for something like the pizza delivery app, right? You're getting food or you're using one of the food delivery apps. It doesn't need to know your location all the time. But, you know, when you're ordering food, it's helpful if it knows where you are. So that would be a great scenario there to allow only when using the app. And then, like you said, it'll go away once you close the app.
How about the cookies? Tell us about the cookies, like when we get a little pop-up saying to accept or not to accept it.
Yeah, so cookies are another form of tracking. You know, it helps them, you know, kind of see where you're going on the web. They can be good and they can be bad. You know, just periodically clearing out your cookies. It's a quick and easy Google search to find how to do that. But that's really helpful. You know, they're not all bad. How often are you on Amazon and things like that and you see a suggested product? That's what cookies are doing. They're just keeping a tag on things so that they can remind you at a later day, hey, you looked at this, you know, would you like to buy it? So they're good and bad.
All right. So number one, thank you very much for giving us an update when it comes to your password checkup, legacy contact, and privacy checkup. It's so important to keep our privacy.
Absolutely, because everything is digital now. Goodness gracious. Morgan, we so appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate sharing these tips.
So, yeah, Morgan, he's the only guy that I know that will wake up early and right when the doors open at Best Buy, and he'll just be in there just walking around and looking at all the cool stuff Best Buy has to offer.
I love it.
Morgan, I got to stay up to date.
Morgan, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Now, before we go, we want to thank our sponsors once again, EPB Fiber Optics, where you can get 1,000 megabits for only $67.99 a month.
So we're going to wrap up this James and Kim cast, and we're going to go and purchase some Warheads and Pixie Sticks, Gushers, and Fun Dip.
We're going to get all sugared up, in other words.
That's right. Check out the snacks from the 90s that you can still buy on our blog, sunny923.com. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for the James and Kim cast. Have a fantastic day. So long.